Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we started a new series called God Is, where we're looking at the nature of God. The first characteristic we looked at is the fact that God is spirit. And the passage that we started out with was in John chapter 4, which records a conversation between Jesus and a Samaritan woman that he met at a well. Here's where we picked up in verse 19. It said, "The woman said to him, 'Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship.' Now Jesus said to her, 'Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Now, the interesting thing about this particular passage is that this conversation that took place between Jesus and the Samaritan woman really highlighted a spiritual debate about how to worship God. You see, the people of Israel, God had commanded them to build a temple, and in their temple, God would meet with them there. They did their sacrifices there, and the way that they worshiped really revolved around what they did at the temple. The people of Samaria, they worshiped on the mountain that Moses had spoken to God, and they thought that was the place that they're supposed to go and do worship there, and that became their tradition. And so Jesus is having this conversation with this woman, and he brings up some things about her life, brings up her sin, and she wants to quickly walk away from that talk and bring up this debate. And that's when Jesus says, "Look, you don't understand. You don't understand God. Your view of the Father is off." And he tells him, "You see, God is spirit. That means he's not limited to a place. That going to the temple or going to the mountain, yes, God can meet you in any place. But her view of God was so small that her worship was off." You know, I think it's interesting to talk about this topic right now because we're at a place in time because of the coronavirus that we're all kind of housebound. The only way we can meet as a body of believers together as the church is really through our connection through the internet, through phone calls, through Zoom calls, or possibly meeting in a parking lot somewhere to pray. And a lot of times people, you know, they kind of associate connecting with God with going to the place. But when it says that God is spirit, that means God is not limited to any particular place. God doesn't have a body where we have to make an appointment to go meet with him. And I think oftentimes we think, okay, well, the church is where I'll go meet with God. The reality is much different than that. The Spirit of God, he wants worshipers to worship him in spirit and truth. That means when we come to him in truth, and remember, Jesus said, "I am the way and I am the truth. No one comes to the Father but through me." So as you understand the truth about Jesus, he puts his Spirit in you. And when his Spirit is in you, that transforms your heart. And then you can actually worship God in the way that he has intended. We can come to him through Christ. That means we're not limited to a place. You know, many of the people who I meet, sometimes if they're not religious, we'll say, they'll say, "Well, I don't believe in organized church." Well, and for once, I would say I absolutely agree with those people. I don't believe in organized church because the church is a body of believers. The body of believers that come together, and it's the Spirit of God in us that connects us. And when we come to worship together as a gathering, or we separate into our homes and connect via a Zoom call or a chat, we're connecting because of the Spirit of God, because he's not limited to a place. He can be in us wherever we're at. The beauty of that is that we can sense his Spirit in us. And when we find other believers, there's something about that connection. And I've met people from all over the world who are believers, and we have that instantaneous bond, a connection, a fellowship, because the Spirit of God is in us. That's just something about God to really think about and dwell on. Father, I pray that you help us to have a bigger view of who you are, a more accurate view of who you are. I pray that our hearts would be synced up in you. Even though we're separate for now, we are united in your Spirit. Lord, we love you and we praise you. take a second just to thank God for who He is. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless.